Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for joining me for another Blunt Business here on CannabisRia.com. I really will enjoy this episode because, you know, with some of the celebrities that my guest gets to associate with, a couple of them are in the realm of professional wrestling, which I've been a lifelong fan of. And as some of you might even know, quietly, I've been hosting a wrestling podcast since 2012, you know, independently of Cannabis Radio. Like, I don't think anybody's listening to wrestling on Cannabis Radio. But anyway, using those type brands into the cannabis space and really some of the best examples of celebrity spokespeople, and not just spokespeople, just really involved with these brands itself. So my next guest, he originally served as CEO of One Plant, a multi-state cannabis retail chain. Prior to One Plant, he was a CEO for the venture capital firm SOL Global, spent more than a decade scaling licensed retail brands, including Pinkberry and Coldstone Creamery. You might know what it is, but we're getting a little bit more. But he's back here on Blunt Business to talk about his work opening and operating a global licensing company behind the nation's fastest growing celebrity brands, working with icons like former heavyweight champion of the world, Mike Tyson in the world of boxing, Nature Boy Ric Flair, rapper Future, multi-platinum recording artist, and of course, the immortal Hulk Hogan, and turning their cannabis brands into lucrative businesses. So I'm back once again, happy to bring back on the CEO of Karma, C-A-R-M-A Holding Co., Adam Wilkes. Adam, thanks for being back on with us.
Thanks for having me again. Pleasure to be here.
So before we got on, we were just mentioning the fact that with the brands that are out there and the exposure that you have from stores, like, I mean, honestly, in the last year or so that we haven't talked, you know, you and I on Cannabis Radio, you know, I see Tyson and Flair and Hogan always in the news in some way, shape, or form. With Tyson and Flair together, you know, they're they were joining on a spliff out in the middle of the street, and you know, they're kind of promoting whatever. Ric Flair also being at the wild card playoff game for the Buccaneers, rooting the Buccaneers on as they beat the Philadelphia Eagles, and then they didn't get to go and continue forward after that. But still, you know, it's like viral moments when you see them out in the ring. And of course, Ric Flair still working actively now. He's accompanying Sting in his retirement career now in the AEW. Tyson, you still see quite a bit of. And I mean, I can't get away from the fact that every time I see a Jimmy Kimmel clip, I think it is, and it's the one where he has all these people on the street talking about Tyson, and they're trying to talk a little bit down on him, and then he confronts them, Tyson. It's like, that's the hilarious thing. And then Hogan being baptized. I mean, this is all this here that goes along. It's like they can't get themselves away from the news. They're always going to find headlines for themselves, if not for but also just for the legacy of their careers. So it's amazing you have all this wherewithal here. And honestly, is it more just to the connection that you've been able to go and have just because it was just proximity you just were able to run into? Or is there something more that you feel like you've been able to do in a persuasive effort to bring such polarizing names into the space to work with you, especially on cannabis and their appreciation for it?
So with the exposure with the media and everywhere you're seeing all of our talent is a lot of it is organic, but a lot of it is, you know, our efforts of our incredible marketing team, our PR team, ensuring that, you know, our guys are always out there. Now the roster that we have of talent and the brands that we represent, I mean, these are some of the most nostalgic legends on the planet. So, I mean, it makes our job easy bringing them to, whether it's, you know, Hulk Hogan on Theo Vaughn or Ric Flair on right. Joe Rogan. I mean, any of the, you know, our job is to really get these guys out there building our brands, you know, authentic, real brands around the talent, and then ensuring that, you know, we tell the stories. And part of that storytelling is having our talent out there with the press, with the media, on the podcast. And again, as I am here today, telling our story and what we've been able to achieve to create one of the largest cannabis brands on the planet. And you mentioned AEW and Ric Flair. outside of cannabis, I'm sure you've seen it as many others have. We've reached, you know, hundreds of doors now, if not thousands, with Wu Energy, Ric Flair's new energy beverage.
Yes.
I'm really excited about that, as you know, I was a Ric Flair fan for, you know, the last 30 years growing up, as many others are. Rick taps into so many different categories. The hip hop space, you know, all the athletic programs, as we've all seen him, you know, with his inspirational talks to, you know, college teams, NFL teams, NHL teams, etc. We developed an energy drink focused on, there's functional mushrooms in there, like lion's mane and so on, focused on, you know, high clean energy, low sugar, non-crash, non-jittery. So it's something suited for athletes and so on. Hence why we've become the exclusive energy drink for the Cleveland Cavaliers, Columbus Blue Jackets, Ohio State, and now most recently AEW wrestling, which hit home for us, as you know, it's Rick's, you know, the wrestling icon. So I mean, it was just a perfect partnership. Couldn't have asked for better partners, and real excited about that one. As you know, we premiere on almost every AEW episode now.
Now I want to ask more about the managing of what you're able to do in terms of the press coverage that they are getting, and be able to get to manage these viral moments that also come out of it. But there's still a lot of times where I see certain stars very much active. I want to ask this real quickly, just off the side, because of now not mentioning future, but we will talk about him shortly. But when you talk about the combat stars, when we're talking about Tyson, Flair, Hogan, they all associate themselves in one way, shape, or form to the major wrestling company in the country, besides All Elite Wrestling, which is the definitive number two company right now in the country. They do a great job on their brand. And I think, you know, getting a million viewers on a regular basis to watch Dynamite on Wednesday nights, not counting the on-demand audience, and getting people to go and watch that show, and the prominence that they make sure of, to you see Wu Energy all plastered around the arena on a regular basis, is great. And also they're always a constant sponsor of various events and going on, but they're all some way associated with WWE. They're all Hall of Famers in that particular brand. And WrestleMania season right now for those is happening right now. So in the first week of April, the first weekend of April, Philadelphia, WrestleMania is coming up. And
40th anniversary.
Right. 40th anniversary. And everybody talks about the fact that, you know, that's the time when wrestling fans like myself, we just had the Royal Rumble just happen with us. That's the real stirring of when you hear a lot about wrestling, you hear a lot about, you know, the interest of it. So that's this is that time of year where the interest is really spurned and at a fever pitch right now. And basically every wrestling company is trying to go and build themselves out. And, you know, okay, with Ric Flair right now, he's working his way through the next pay-per-view for AEW, which is Revolution. Hulk Hogan at any time could get a call from Triple H and the folks at TKO Group Holdings and say, hey, come on over, host a night of WrestleMania, or come on and let's do something together. And he could get a call right now and go back to the company and get an appearance, and he will get an amazing response when he comes back out. And Tyson the same way, because I ask you, Tyson's on both brands before, and he can always.
Tyson's actually a Hall of Famer in the WWE,
right? And he's also appeared in AEW, if I'm right as well. He confronted Jericho. That's right. So like all this here, wrestling fans at this point, is there a lot besides Wu Energy? Is there a lot of marketing that goes around the fact that, you know, that wrestling is at such a high point right now, and that a lot of marketing is being done towards it, and you're going to piggyback on top of that?
Absolutely. Some of our key markets. So the selection of Ohio, for example, to be with the Columbus Blue Jackets, Cleveland Cavaliers, Ohio State, and so on, as the hub for our launch of Wu Energy, was strategic. I mean, there's a reason for that. One, you know, we got Giant Eagle out there with 500 grocery stores, which we've activated in. In addition to that, Ohio, I don't know how many of the listeners are aware, but is a huge wrestling state. Whether it's the professional wrestling or the college side, I mean, it's huge as far as just the culture in Ohio. So we did launch there for a reason. The Midwest, East Coast have a heavy focus on wrestling with what's coming on in Philadelphia for WrestleMania this year, 40th anniversary. You know, the talks of The Rock coming back. Everything just so exciting. Yes, we're absolutely leveraging the hype around wrestling today, but a big part of our program, at least on the cannabis front, is the authenticity of our brands, our talent, and the products that we're selling. So A good example, talking on wrestling, I mean, it's Hulk Hogan, right? Lifting Andre the Giant over his back, you know, 30 years ago, can't be good for his back. You know, we all know he's had 29 back surgeries, dozens of knee surgeries. With all that said, you know, he's been on all these pharmaceuticals for so many years. Since working with us, we've introduced him to CBD products and THC products and Kratom, Kava, different products that you can use that are plant-based. And again, I think it's a big education process. A lot of people just aren't aware of what these things can do for you. Rick's another great example. I mean, he's using cannabis now instead of Xanax, which he's been on for 30 years, to help him sleep, eating edibles opposed to the pharmaceutical drugs. So for us, it's about educating, keeping it authentic, you know, finding the...
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
The use for our plant-based products in a natural way for all of our talent, and then taking those to the market so that people can connect with their you know, their hero, right? How many of us grew up looking up to Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, or Mike? Now having the ability to purchase their products and connect to them, whether it's a Woo Energy to connect to, you know, Rick's energy, embodying that energy into a can, or whether it's trying Hulk's CBD products for whether it's any pains you might have in your knees, your shoulders, your back, or if it's just the need to sleep and trying some of Rick's products, an indica flower to help you sleep. We're trying to develop different products in all different categories to keep it organic, authentic, and again, just be able to connect to one of your heroes as we continue to build out Karma, a house of brands.
And also, it's the stamina of all these stars. When you think about, okay, Hogan and Flair, I think Hogan is not in his 70s yet. Flair is, and I forget how old Tyson is, but like, it wasn't that long ago that all these stars here still competed in the square circle in some way, shape, or form. Because what was it? Tyson took on Roy Jones, I think it was in 2020. And then we think
That was only about 3.5 years ago.
Right. And then Ric Flair's last match, the whole pay-per-view surrounding his final match where he did a tag team match.
In Nashville? The one in Nashville, right?
Right, yeah. Right. That probably was a great pay-per-view. Year. I wish they still ran it.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was last year. I was there with that one. I mean, that was sold out. We had everybody was in the crowd. I mean, from The Undertaker to...
No. I watched, like, I bought the pay-per-view. I loved it. It was one of my favorites last year. I was like, you know, there was good matches, by the way. Still one of my favorites was Jacob Fatu and Josh Alexander. I'm like, God, man. They put some dream matches together. Like, I never thought we'd get them together, but like, that was incredible matches.
Yeah, and iconic moments that we'll never forget.
Right. And also, when you talk about, you know, what cannabis has done for them. Okay. You mentioned Hulk Hogan. First of all, I'm guessing it's more than a dozen back surgeries.
Had a 29 to be exact.
29. He also, 13 years ago, or so, no, actually 14 years ago, had an electrical spinal cord stimulator installed on his back, then took it out because it didn't make any difference. Yep. And he's had issues, malpractice lawsuits, issues with where there have been bad back surgeries for him. And when you connect with him now, I mean, what is it you know, with all these stars, is this something relatable? You just noticed that they're able to still find some way to still be active and still move around. And, you know, even Hulk Hogan keeps talking about, I got one more match in me. Like, come on. Are you kidding me?
Nope.
But if he feels that good that he can go back out there and take a bump. I mean, the last match he did in TNA, he couldn't. He could barely take a bump. And he did.
Yep.
But could he do that again?
The work ethic that all of these guys have honestly blows my mind. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, me and Mike did, you know, a 5-country, 1-week tour.
Yep.
There were nights where, you know, traveling from country to country, didn't get to bed till 3 a.m. He's banging on my door at 6:30 saying, Adam, let's go for a run. Adam, let's go work out. I'm like, Mike, I'm going back to bed, buddy. We don't have to be up for another 30 minutes. You know, he's one of the hardest workers I've ever met. He never says no. He just always keeps pushing. Rick at 74 years old, same thing. I mean, we did a 3-state tour over, was it like less than 72 hours? And he was waiting for me in the limo downstairs to leave first thing in the morning. I mean, these guys are just, it's incredible what they're able to do. They're always coming up with new ideas. I mean, I'm getting calls from Hulk left, right, and center. Hey, we should do this idea. We should do. They're always working. They're always on. And honestly, it's impressive. I look up to all of them. And I admire their work ethic and just how hard they all work. And they just don't give up. They don't stop. It's beyond impressive.
I want to get into the actual marketing, just of the products you're doing so far. So Ed, just to get everybody back up to speed, just to make sure you know, because obviously we've been familiar with each other, but let me go and just give a little bit of backtrack and kind of just flashback to our experiences knowing each other going back to, first of all, October 2021. So it was around that time that you came on Blunt Business with Chad Bronstein and you talked about Tyson 2.0, and then
I was approached in the summer of 21 by Mike saying he wanted to resurrect his cannabis brand as he had one prior. Didn't succeed due to just mismanagement and the team he was with. I remember going to dinner with Mike at Catch in LA. We had a dinner. He takes me to the rooftop. He had David Blaine come up, do some magic tricks. The owner of Catch, Mark Birnbaum, was there. It was a blast. Great night. Smoked a joint on the rooftop with Mike. He explained, you know, what he wanted to do, his vision on this. I explained, you know, he knew everything about me, the background, the 10 years in licensing, the cannabis experience I had. And he said, I want you to be the CEO. So we co-founded Tyson 2.0 there. That's where it all began, just with Tyson. And we quickly became one of the largest cannabis brands on the planet there, expanding into now over 20 states. We are live in over 17 countries, which I don't know for sure, but I don't think anybody else can say that in the cannabis space. And shortly after that, connected with Ric Flair, realizing, like as I mentioned earlier, you know, he's one of the greatest showmen, the energy that man has and the drive and his stories and the use of Xanax that he was on. I gave him a bag of edibles to try. It changed his life. I mean, from that moment on, it's he uses them daily to sleep, got him off of Xanax, and changed the way I think he looked at cannabis as a whole. He always tells me, he was taught as a kid, you know, it's the devil's lettuce. You know, we don't go near that. It's
right.
Parents don't smoke it. It was a different time. Same as my mom. I mean, my mom didn't, and times change, right? I mean, it's now a medicine we're talking. I mean, it's going, we're at a point now where the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services have recommended that to the DEA that we move cannabis from a Schedule 1 to Schedule 3.
Controlled substance. Which most likely will happen. Most of what happened, well, and then the tax benefits will be aplenty. And trust me, I've talked about that a lot on the program too. Yeah,
this will be game changing for the whole industry. It's a huge shift for the entire industry. Just, you know, as far as it leads to more lenient regulations, increased, you know, ability for more research and development, and as you mentioned, the tax change, as well as just the access to capital. I think it'll change the whole industry as far as the investor pool, who's actually dumping capital into the space, right? I mean, it changes the perspective of what this plant medicine can do.
Well, there's everybody wants to try to find that tax revenue to write off to go ahead and get that revenue back. But then also can you try to work on trying to create the kind of revenue you're doing right now with these brands? I got to get back to the accolades, Adam, here.
Yep.
So since your team set up Tyson 2.0, getting this line back up and going, it's now expected to generate over $160 million in revenue by the end of this year. $160 million in revenue. And then we talked about April 2022.
Well, that was 2023. Sorry to
interrupt.
That was
2023.
That was for 2023. Yeah.
This year
we'll blow that away this year.
Then we had you on our Hemp Hour program, and that was quite an interview. You can find that also on the, here at Cannabis Radio. When we talked to Nature Boy Ric Flair, and you know, again, then you already have developed the Immortal line for 12-time wrestling champion, WWE Hall of Famer Hulk Hogan. And with the Woo Energy line, I got to make mention of this too, because when you set up the line with AEW in November, that the presence of Woo Energy, it's you can't miss it when you're watching on television, because it's, you know, it's going to be, they're doing AEW show dates. Select host venues will carry the drink and concession stands, stocked in the wrestlers' locker rooms, seen in the announcers' desks during live broadcasts. So it's complete coverage around all across the board. And they do a good job of, you know, promoting it on top of that. And, you know, the fact that Tony Khan decides to go along and Ric Flair, they know each other, and they, let's make this deal. And why not? Like, it's such prominence. It's great.
Yep, absolutely. No. And I've had the privilege of sitting down with Tony and the team. Sorry, I cut out there for a second.
No, you're good.
Incredible group over at AEW. Everybody there has just been a pleasure to work with. Tony, his team, and even all the talent. I mean, it's been a great group, and really happy about the decision we made to work with AEW.
Very smart move. And now you recently have started the Immortal line for Hulk Hogan, and at this point, you know, you see what you're able to do for Ric Flair and putting the Woo Energy line out there. Has there been any, I know that, you know, the team that WWE was approached about Woo Energy as well did not necessarily go ahead with it, but have there been any talks at all about what's being done for the Immortal line, something similar where you'll get some kind of a deal that the Immortal line could be put out there and be presented in the same fashion?
Yeah, so I can't announce details yet, but I can say there's a lot of projects in the works right now for the brand Immortal, as well as Ric Flair, launching them across the nation in additional categories, as well as the cannabis space, and some exciting stuff we'll be announcing shortly. But yes, there's a lot of exciting announcements in the pipeline for Immortal that I cannot wait to announce and get out to the markets. It's a lot of big news. So,
I mean, I already know different. You have the product going out in a lot of markets. I know Nevada got it not too long ago, and it's getting out there. People are really catching on to it, which is great. Absolutely.
Yeah, Premium Produce in Nevada launched the brand. We have a launch coming up in about 6 additional states that will be announced shortly. Real excited about that. As well as a half dozen countries will be announcing with Hulk as well. So super excited about all of the 2024 plans and projects that are in the works we have coming down the pipeline.
He just turned 70 years old, and now he feels like he's better than ever, Hulk Hogan, from everything that's going on. And you know, the fact that he got to be able to be subjected to CBD and THC thanks to Ric Flair, who actually introduced him to it. Amazing to see that.
Yeah. No, thankful for Ric for bringing him into the mix. And Hulk's been a pleasure to work with. So excited to continue the growth with him.
Now, we're going to talk more about everything going on with these stars, but we also need to go move along into the music business, because, you know, talking about somebody right now that's definitely in the end here and now. Currently, you know, multi-platinum recording artist Future, and working with him on a project called Evolve, basically named after the 2016 album that he put out himself. We're going to talk about that, because now you're in the vape business with him, and we're going to talk about that and learn more about it. I'm here again with Adam Wilkes, CEO of Karma Hold Co., C-A-R-M-A Hold Co., and we'll be back with more with Adam and more questions after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
And welcome back. I'm here with Adam Wilkes, CEO of Karma Hold Co. And the website, of course, I should go ahead and let you know that if you want to take a look at it and browse through it while we're at it. You can see the full line of products he's working on right now. C-A-R-M-A Hold, HOLDCO.com. You can see the full portfolio of brands that Adam is working on right now. And we're going to talk about another brand with, again, back in April last year, you developed Evol, so it's love spelled backwards, for Grammy Award-winning multi-platinum recording artist Future. And in November, Evol announced the release of its new cannabis product, the Evol by Future times Doppin Vape. And when it was announced, you actually said that Karma Hold licensees are legendary, and we view this partnership as a remarkable opportunity to contribute to an industry we're passionate about and enhance the experience of discerning cannabis clients who crave authenticity, purity, and uncompromised quality in their products. So the licensing products you have here, I want to see if you can expand on that for me and how you've been able to organically develop the IP of all these celebrity brands.
Yeah, so each one of our brands we develop around the celebrity, keeping it authentic to the celebrity and products that they actually use. They have a huge part in the R&D process before we actually take these to market. So on the Evil brand, something I'm really excited about, big fan of Future and what he's been able to do in the music space. I mean, multiple Grammy Award winner. He's a rock star across the board. And a huge cannabis user. He uses cannabis daily as part of his regular, you know, just daily life as Mike does and myself. With that said, I mean, on his brand, we wanted to create a product line that best suits, you know, the same product that Future smokes on the daily. So yes, it was a challenge, probably one of the more challenging ones to launch, to find the precise flower that Future loved. But when we did complete it, I mean, it's been a huge success for us. We've successfully launched already in Nevada, Michigan, California. We have another half dozen states under contract for Future, which again, super excited about getting live. We launched the tobacco wraps. So, you know, you go to the gas station, convenience store, whether it's 7-Eleven, Circle K, you can buy your blunt wraps. Go home and roll your own joints or your own tobacco cigarettes. We now have the Evil by Future tobacco wraps live in over 10,000 doors, working on bringing that across the nation and internationally. So excited about that. But back on the flower side, I think Evil sets itself apart from all of the other brands and a majority of the brands on the shelf. By product quality, we focus on the best of the best, extremely craft cannabis, working on, you know, product innovation and different marketing strategies to ensure that we keep Evil as an elevated brand, you know, with its unique brand positioning and again, just the best of the best in each category. So where some markets we may have, you know, Ric Flair and Hulk vape edible pre-roll, we may not be able to launch the Evil brand if we don't have the specific flower to meet the SOPs around specific THC levels, cultivation processes, and so on. Just ensuring that it falls into Future's required product line. I mean, it's ensuring that we provide the flower that he would smoke himself. I got a call from Future the other night, where he was complaining to me about one of the flower strains I sent him for our R&D process, just telling me it was too dry. So, I mean, the involvement is there, which for us, without that involvement, we just can't do it. I mean, it's all about authenticity in my books when you're putting a celebrity brand on any product. I don't care what you're selling, whether it's a yogurt, a flower jar, lighter, whatever it be, it's got to be what the talent actually use and what the talent has been involved in the process of approval and R&D. We've all seen dozens of celebrities put their name on cannabis, and we've all seen dozens of celebrities fail in this industry. And I attribute all that to the authenticity of the celebrity and the powerful team that we have around it. I'm always looking to hire the smartest people I can find, smarter than me, to build out our team, and which we have done, and again, attribute our success to the incredible team we have, and again, the authenticity of our talent. Keeping it real.
They definitely care about their intellectual property. They realize that their brand is an IP. They realize that, hey, you know, well, it's not even where some celebrities or some influencers would say, oh, well, you know, I need to make sure this is being done right because my money is on the stake for this. I need to get paid. No, these people just care because they also realize my name on it. I'm going to make sure that the quality is out there for it because, you know, it's a reputation. It's principle. Yep. And yep. I mean, from the packaging to, you know, the presence of what you're putting in there and the flower itself, it's a lot to be said. I mean, because they can't be associated with a failure. That's one thing. And, you know, and these are people that also of all these names, they have all gone through their own share of negative publicity. Let's just say that. I mean, if, you know, TMZ wants to go and go after them and put a microphone in front of them, they can probably go back and bring something up for their past, but they've all overcome all of it, all of it. And yep. they've been able to maintain a positive reputation or overcome any kind of adversity to get to their point of their careers and still had this mainstream appeal, which is the best part is that, I mean, it's they're entrepreneurs in every right. They overcome, they're also built of a different brand because, I mean, hell, it with rappers like Future. How many rappers do we see now that come in and they're like, oh, here they go to jail, they go here? I mean, the thing is just that it's hard for the rap game for anybody to go ahead and succeed because they don't have the intuition or just the wherewithal to say, you know what? I need to make something of myself. And there's enough rappers out there they've seen that have made it very well in their career. And they're, you know, same age, same likeness, same kind of career path. They can still make it there. So it's like, that's one of the things that's got to be said that of who is part of this, you know, it's a certain level of celebrity that is, you know, is they're resilient. They're smart. They understand their brand and they always find a way to stir up the interest on them because they know how to get good publicity. And that has to be something that I don't know of any other company or any other celebrities that really can pull that off.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And what you said at the beginning there, just the second chance, the 2.0, the ability to come back and try again. I mean, we actually started a blog to be able to tell the stories of different other celebrities that have had their ups and downs, like all of our talent have, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of this storytelling and the authenticity to what we're doing here. And we'll continue to, you know, advocate and just tell our story and the goods and the bads, right? And how we've overcome. All of our talent have overcome whatever their issues may have been to end up where we are today.
Well, because in the investment of the IP that you're going after, I mean, yes. There have to be some qualifiers. You must put like some big overlying qualifiers. Number one, you know, the career that they've created for themselves, it will always surpass anything else anybody else thinks about what they've done after their career. It doesn't matter what it is. Like they're still Hulk Hogan, you know, Ric Flair, they're still 30-year-plus careers. Like even recently, watching on TikTok, I mean, I'll still see like, for whatever reason, Hulk Hogan's matches in New Japan Pro Wrestling back in the 80s. I'm like, who is this Hulk Hogan? Like,
yeah. Doing, you know, we got a Ric Flair Snapchat channel that some of the most viewed videos that I put on the Ric Flair Snapchat channel are a lot of his old wrestling matches and some of the behind the scenes stuff that was never released or even the current behind the scenes stuff. I mean, all the videos and footage, people love following, you know, these guys' lives, the guys like me and you that have been following them for, you know, multiple decades.
Rediscovered. Right? They're all being rediscovered. I mean, how many times I'll go watch on TikTok or whatever, or Instagram, I have to watch like, okay, here comes a good, perfect time because Mike Tyson, 1 minute long knockout matches. You can see a bunch of those on social media as well, if you want.
Yep. And then I got a 10 and 7 year old son. They both sit there and watch on YouTube, Mike Tyson knockout videos there, or they tell me more about wrestling than I know with YouTube these days. They're more educated than, you know, on history things, matches I forget. They'll tell me about, you know, it's wild to see, you know, the click of your finger, you have access to just so much history, which again, we play into and leverage for our talent and continue to build their brands. Cannabis is only about, you know, 25-30% of our revenue. A big focus is, you know, to build this Karma Holdco brand house in many other categories, not just cannabis. Yes, cannabis is what makes it, you know, cool, hip and trending. Yeah. But there's so many other categories to leverage, from supplements to it's endless. I mean, the energy drinks, the beverage, the whatever it may be, with our talents IP.
With all these talents, they're all willing, they're all capable of having multi-level facets of virality and whatever it might be. If that's the other part, is that they're the way they can be presented in short form, long form, whatever it is. And then you get them associated with the brands. There you go. It's always like that. I mean, with Future, I mean, here, I hear samples of like Wicked, and it's like, there's always here some new trend on TikTok where his song's being used and this and that. I'm like, oh, it happens all the time. But it's like, that's the level of popularity. That's the level of appeal. And that's the level of how they can be reused and repurposed and how their IP can be, you know, transmitted and used in so many different ways and so many different fashions. And that's the identification of the best level of celebrity influencer involved, you know, and you know, they can't be distinguished from anybody else. They're individual. Their identification is unique. Like, that's all these names right here that you work with. And those are the qualifiers I just see on a constant basis that goes on here. And it's, that is when Adam, I'll tell you, like, it's the opinion of what I'm saying with, when I'm talking about celebrities and influencers in cannabis, this is the role model. This is the blueprint on how to find the best influencers or celebrities or anybody popular to associate with a cannabis brand. I think with these four names right now you have so far, and who knows who else comes into the mix, this is the blueprint by which all of the companies need to follow.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And we do have a handful in the works. Real excited about, again, what's coming in the future. Additional talent, additional SKUs, lots more categories, tons of innovation, and tons of new marketing strategies being mixed into the fold here at Karma Holdco. So real excited about 2024. We have so much more to bring to you guys. Again, new markets, new countries, and new talent. So excited for you guys to see what we have in the works for you.
One more commercial break and we'll be back here with Adam Wilkes, CEO of Karma Holdco. And by the way, also two ways to get to the website, by the way, karmaholdco.com and then karmahold.com, CarmaHold.com. You can also find there and check out more for the products and get the whole portfolio. So that's everything from Tyson 2.0 to Ric Flair Drip to Immortal by Hulk Hogan and Evolve by Future and Woo Energy. All those products under the same one roof. We'll talk more about that and also just some more accolades that Adam's gotten as of recent. We'll talk about that after a short break.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
I'm back with final questions with Adam Wilkes, CEO of Karma Hold Co. And Adam, MGO, which is one of the fastest growing CPA and business advisory firms in the U.S., they lead in accounting, tax, audit, advisory solutions. They put out a Cannabis 50 list, top 50 cannabis companies. And their fifth list came out recently, and Karma Hold Co. is in that list. They highlighted Karma Hold Co. for their influence in the domain. And when you promoted that on the Instagram page for Karma Hold Co., you mentioned there are some big things coming up in 2024. What gives?
We got a lot of exciting stuff coming up this year, again, including new countries, new territories, tons of new innovative SKUs, new talent, lots of exciting news that will be released in the new future, and excited to share all that with you guys. Lots of stuff in the works. And then, as everybody might be aware, we got Futures recording a new album. So excited to potentially be featured in a lot of those chart-topping tracks. We got some exciting stuff with Rick and AEW as he's, you know, in-house now there. So lots of new exciting news around that and some announcements that'll come. Y'all saw Hulk Hogan at the Rumble last weekend. Excited to continue leveraging, obviously, his involvement with WWE that we got going on. And Mike, we got a few more global tours on the go. You guys saw we opened up the Tyson 2.0 Cafe in Amsterdam. We quickly became one of the number one retail cafes in the Netherlands, working on a few more of those globally. So a few more countries coming online there. But a lot of stuff in the works, a lot of different categories, a lot of different products, and excited for all that to be announced and give everybody a chance to try them.
Adam, I got one last question for you. The interactions we have with all these celebrities, I know you are in constant contact with them. How much time do you think have been able to make with them, you know, in order to, how much time does it normally take for you to go ahead and basically have the interactions with all these different celebrities? And, you know, the time to go and have on a regular, maybe I'll say on a monthly basis, that you're consistently in touch, in contact, and that you get to talk shop about their brands and about this on a regular basis?
So we talk regularly. I was on with Hulk or Terry for over 2 hours the other day. Mike and I have a weekly call, but we usually speak at least three, four times. We text every day. Rick, I speak to on FaceTime a handful of times a week. But we're always in constant communication around. They want to know what's happening. They want to know about their brand. They want to be involved in it. Any new SKUs that we're coming out with, they're heavily involved in the R&D process. So if it's just developing a new flavor for an edible or a cookie or a vape, I have them trying it. I want them to tell me what they want. Because then I can go and sell it as the most real and authentic product. This is what Mike is smoking. Right. This is the Kratom shot or the Kava shot that Hulk is using for his pain and his energy. These are the edibles that Ricker is using before bed, you know, the Woo Chews. And the flower for Evil, it's what he's smoking, right? I drop off flower every time he's in any city. We have our local cultivation facility, bring him product to make sure he's, we're covered in almost every state, right? We operate in over 20 states. So I got cultivation, manufacturing, and distro in almost every state. So I make sure that he's always stocked with his blunt wraps, his flower, his product, etc., to ensure that they, again, just are real, authentic, and involved in the process. So with that involves a lot of conversations. Anytime we're releasing something new, these guys are actually looking at their designs. They're looking at imagery. They're as involved as you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
Beyond what you could imagine. I never thought they'd be as involved as they are today. They're all chief brand officers of their own entity. They are all putting in the time, and it shows in the success of the brand. And again, just the connection, the authentic connection to the customers, we're seeing it firsthand. And I'm just excited for the growth of this. I mean, we're just getting started. Yeah, we're killing it, but I think we're just getting started with things like the Safe Banking Act, the reschedule of with the Department of Health and Human Services, the process we've made in the right direction towards federal legalization, I think will change this industry, obviously for in a drastic way, and I think we're on our way there. Being at the front end of it and trying to be ahead of it, I think is the best thing we could be doing, and excited for what our talent have to bring to the global markets as the rules and regs loosen up. We're real excited about it, and the international market is a real big exciting,
right?
Real exciting.
With some changes going across, Germany already finally getting legalized. But I gotta I want to unpack a little bit what you just said there.
I think it's April in Germany, right? Yeah.
Correct. Right. I want to just unpack a few things you just said right there in that point about just what coming up in the future for the industry and what's going to be the extra relief that's going to come to the industry. And I have one other question I want to ask before we wrap things up. But I'm still in the opinion that until this is a majority House, Senate, and I think that's just what has to happen. The bills have already been put in place for safe banking or federal legalization in some way, shape, or form, or decriminalization, whatever that might be. The HHS, the scheduling, that's going to happen. I believe that's going to get done before the election year. That's the one relief that is actually going to come across that's going to benefit. And the tax relief that comes from all those companies there, maybe the possibility, I remember talking to an attorney about the possibility that maybe they feel like there's a good chance that, some companies might try to go ahead and recoup some of their tax write-offs from previous years. Who knows what comes of that, if that can even come to fruition. But I don't think legalization comes in until there's a super majority House and Senate where the bills can start getting, and any bills can start getting passed without so much division. So I still think, I don't think it gets changed even after this election cycle in 2024. I think we have to wait another 2 years for a complete supermajority one way or the other, whatever that might be. But that's what has to happen for that to become a play. And there's not enough lobbying dollars to change that. I also believe that too. But yep. I think the HHS is totally, that's feasible. That is going to happen. It's already been said to be likely. The documents, everything's been said. Federal scientists have already said, go ahead with it. They'll go ahead and go forward. The DEA will go and make that descheduling, and that'll be big news, and that'll help. And again, another pushed forward, another lever being pushed down to give more access, more freedom to all these companies out there, which would be great. I think that's where we have to we'll look for the overall help in the industry. That's what we're going to wait for that.
I
got to get back to one. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say
that changes. It's a huge shift in the way just people look at medical, the medical value of cannabis at that point. I mean, it's whether it's a cannabis user or non-cannabis users. I think the non-cannabis users will, it changes everyone's perspective on the plant as a whole, in my opinion.
Right. So the other question I got to ask is, you got a full plate with all these celebrities you're working with right now and all these brands. That's a lot of brands under one company, but I'm sure there are a lot of celebrities that I don't expect you to disclose anything at all, but I'm sure you must have to take some meetings, either phone calls or meetups, where the success that's being made by all these four that we've already been talking about this whole program, I'm sure you must get calls. You must get pitches all the time from somebody else that says, "Hey, let's do something with this person." And talk to me about what you could tell me about the frequency of those kind of conversations you've had. And, you know, what has surprised you of who has approached you or whose representation has approached you?
Yeah. I mean, I could name dozens and dozens and dozens of individuals that have reached out, including rappers, artists, singers, athletes, designers, I mean, painters, et cetera, big artist names, you know, we've spoken to almost everybody, even ones that already exist in the cannabis space. Most celebrity brands that exist in the cannabis space have already reached out to us. One, because they're shocked on what we've been able to do and want to be a part. Or two, they just want to get launched and get started, and they know that us being the largest in this category, that it makes sense to partner up. Now, with that said, the structure that majority of celebrities like to have in these contract agreements are not, we don't operate, I guess, as standard as a lot of others do. We try to partner with the talent opposed to, so they're involved, hence the success of Karma Holko and what we were talking about earlier, the authenticity, opposed to a lot of celebrities and athletes just want to throw their name on it and be an ambassador. That's a completely different model, and I don't think it works. I know it doesn't work. We've seen it already in the space, right? And I don't want to point fingers or anything, but you saw one of the biggest names in hip-hop, Jay-Z, launched a brand, never made it out of one state. I don't even know if it still exists. I haven't seen it anywhere anymore.
And you would think someone like him with a billion, basically he's a billionaire. You would think that anything he touches turns to gold.
You give me the Jay-Z brand, I know what I could do with it, right?
Oh, now, yeah.
The way he structured it, they just threw his name on a jar and hope for the best, right? That doesn't work that way. I mean, there's been a lot of talent I would love to work with. Don't get me wrong. There's tons of guys I'd love to work with. Jay-Z.
That's not the question. It's just the ones
and a lot of guys that we've had to say no to just because the structure, how we structure these deals is for the success of the brands, the authenticity of the brands, and the ability to take this to another level. Take it to, you know, our goal is to, I'd like to take this to, you know, an ABG, Authentic Brands Group, would love for someone like them, you know, to acquire us or you know, one of the big, you know, brand groups. And I feel it's in the near future and hope for hope for something to come of in the form of M&A in the next year or so.
There we go. Yeah. Adam, I appreciate you taking time out to go and talk to us again. Again, the fascination of just what you've been able to do with these level of celebrities, and I am not kidding when I say it's a blueprint that I think other companies need to follow. They want to go, if you're looking to go ahead and put that money down and put the investment in and treat these folks like intellectual property, you read it through, treat them as the entrepreneurs as they are, and look at the success that comes from it. And I'd love to, as always, want to go and continue the story and hear more about what happened. So doors always open to have you on back. And I'm sure that the folks that always get us set you up with interviews will always make sure to reach out back out to me. I know that for sure. Maria, absolutely. And all you folks out there, and Fallon, all you, I know you always do that for me. So I appreciate it. And I'll, you know, every chance we get the opportunity, we want to go and make sure to have you on back.
That'd be great. We'll be back when we're ready to announce more talent, hopefully in the near future.
All right. Again, Adam Wilkes, CEO of Karma Holko. And again, website is CARMA HOLD.com. And there you can see the links to all the product line of all the different products that are out there. So again, we're talking about Tyson 2.0, Ric Flair Drip, Woo Energy, Immortal by Hulk Hogan, and Evolve by Future. So much more. We'll definitely follow the story. Adam, thanks again. And thank you, listeners. We'll talk to you next time.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.